Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some changes that we've been experiencing with the Class 1 base prices. As we look at the markets from St. Louis, Denver, Oklahoma City, and as well as Kansas City, we've seen that there's been some changes over the last 10 years or so as far as how close does the price that consumers are paying in the store for whole milk reflect Class 1 fluid prices on the dairy farm. Back in about 2012 and previous, it was generally about $2 per gallon higher in the grocery store than what you were effectively receiving on the dairy farm, and that it held fairly stable at about the $2.50 per gallon range through about 2019. However, since that time, we've seen a very sharp increase, particularly in our Kansas City market, and now milk priced in the store is running about $4.50 a gallon higher than what you're being paid on the dairy farm. As we look at some other markets like St. Louis, there's been an increase, but it's still only about $3 a gallon higher than what Class 1 price is. Denver and Oklahoma City markets tend to be just a little over $2 a gallon higher, so maybe not as much change in those markets. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, letting our dairy farmers know that there have been some recent changes in the trends between the price of whole milk in the grocery store and what you're receiving for your milk on your dairy.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.